بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله النبي الكريم. Continuing with the lessons from the du'as and supplications of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An easy way to begin to learn these du'as and to bring them into our hearts is to have some form of way in which we make an effort to learn these du'as. One friend of ours, I recall, he used to write the du'as on a page, or he used to make a copy of the du'a, and he used to keep it near him somewhere, and continuously refer to that and read the du'a by looking into the page, and thereafter, after a while, with regular reading, a person then memorizes that du'a. Or a person can keep one of the book of du'as, the compilations of du'as, like there are many compilations we have. The famous ones are Al-Hizbul A'zam, Munajat Maqbool, and Al-Hisnul Haseen, and other books of that nature, which have all of these supplications recorded in them, compiled. And in that way, a person will be able to learn these du'as very easily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who have fikr for du'a. And this is also a form of fikr for zikr, because du'a is a form of zikr also. So this aspect of zikr comes into our life in Ramadan. The aspect of dua and supplication also is enhanced in the month of Ramadan, and we carry these over out of Ramadan into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, inshaAllah. In today's supplication, we learn another very beautiful supplication with regards to our relationship with the Quran Sharif. As we said, that these du'as enhance our relationship with all different aspects of our life. So the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us with regards to the Quran Sharif is, اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلبي. That, oh Allah, make this Quran al-Kareem the spring of my heart. Now, the spring season is something that we know. It brings a lot of freshness, it brings a lot of bloom and blossom and clean air, and everything good happens in the spring season. So therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through the Quran al-Kareem, you bring about a freshness in my heart. You bring about a type of goodness that will increase and enhance my joy and my good feelings and the good emotions that we experience in our heart. O Allah, make the Quran al-Kareem enhance that and make that become more happier and give me a more joyful life through the Quran al-Kareem. So which also teaches us the lesson that the true joy and happiness of the heart is earned through the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem, the pondering over the Quran Sharif, and the learning of the Quran al-Kareem, its meanings and its ayat and verses. So this is the first part of the dua. Allahumma ja'al al-Quran al-Azima rabi'a qalbi wa jala'a wa nura sadri. The second part of the dua is wa nura sadri, and make it the light of my chest. Making the light of the chest means that, O Allah, through the Quran al-Kareem, let me always be guided. The Quran al-Kareem must become the light that guides all my actions. Intentions are formulated in the heart, within the bosom of a person. The things that a person wants to do, all the iradas, all the plans, all the things that we think about are emanated from the bosom of a person, from the chest of a person. So therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever emanates from us, make it be guided by the light of the Quran. Wa nura sadri. And then, wa jala'a huzni, that, oh Allah, the worries that I have, the grief that we have. We all have certain things that we are grieved about, we regret, and we have fears, etc. So let the Quran al-Kareem be the remover of my grief. And the Quran al-Kareem is no better remover. There is nothing better that can remove our grief. We see even people who are in the throes of difficulty, they also refer to the Quran al-Kareem, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, and the different ayat kareema, etc. And each and every ayah has a potential and has an ability to give us comfort, to comfort us internally and to comfort us in terms of our emotions and the grief that we experience in life. And the fourth part of the dua is wa dhahaba hammi. And O Allah, make the Quran al-Kareem a means of removing my worries. So the worries of a person are varied. Every person has different worries and concerns in his life. We worry about our sustenance, we worry about our children, we worry about our future, we worry about our country, we worry about our safety. Every worry that we have, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the barakah of the Quran al-Kareem, you protect us and you remove these worries and you replace these worries with ease and comfort and itminan and peace. So from this beautiful dua we can see how magnanimous it is that the very critical aspects of the life of a believer, his internal concerns, the very private feelings and things that a person has within himself, which he does not sometimes share with people also, all of this is resolved and is assisted through the Quran al-Kareem. Allahumma ja'ali al-Quran al-Azima, rabi'a qalbi, wa nura sadri, wa jala'a huzni, wa dhahaba hammi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this dua a reality for all of us and give us the ability to learn it, to memorize it, to recite it regularly, and to actually live this dua and let it become an integral part of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana.